The holidays are here, and so is the IKEA Winter Sale. Now's your chance to make the holidays a little more magical and less expensive. Save up to 50% off on select items in-store and online now through January 7th. Plus, IKEA loyalty members get an extra 10% off on sale items. And if you spend $2.99 or more on a single order before December 10th, enjoy free delivery. Offer valid in the U.S. through 1-7 while supplies last. Selection may vary by store and online. See store and ikea-usa.com/wintersale for complete terms. Restrictions apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids instantly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Sign up for Greenlight today at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Dear Toyota, I need a word with you about your Crown family. I started driving one, and suddenly, I love traffic. No, really. Rush hour is my happy place. Intentional wrong turns feel so right. I could sit in the comfort of my Crown forever, basking in its elegance, feeling on top of the world. But you see how this is strange for me, right? Who gets excited about traffic? This is on you, Toyota. And send.
The captivating Toyota Crown family. Toyota, let's go places.
There's joy to be had in finding the perfect gifts for the ones you love. And Saks.com's holiday gift guide can make it easy. Whether it's surprising your hard-to-shop-for sister with a Chloe bracelet bag or gifting your partner a memorable scent from Gucci that matches their personality, Saks.com's hand-picked guide can help take the stress out of the holidays, like adding instant cheer to your home with bright decor or giving yourself some comfort by bundling up in a scarf coat from Tatem. Find gifts guaranteed to bring joy to everyone this season at Saks.com.
State Farm and DJ Dramos from Life as a Gringo know making smarter financial moves today secures your financial freedom for a successful tomorrow.
Tackle these situations in stride and yeah, of course, be annoyed when an unplanned expense comes up, but not let it be something that slows me down, right? As I did with repairing my credit, you know, hiring somebody to do credit repair for me. That was a gift that I gave myself that allowed me to then, you know, get my first apartment.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm, proud sponsor of My Cultura Podcast Network.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, pre-recording from the home bunker. Folks, on today's show, we get into a conversation with our friend, our in-house doctor, Dr. Jonathan Metzl, and we talk to him about the kind of stages of grief that we continue to find ourselves in 3 weeks removed from this election, and what is it going to take for us to be able to navigate through and to find the strength again to imagine what resistance looks like in the new Trump regime. I think that it's important, and I say this in the interview with Jonathan, that we actually take this time to feel our feelings, that we take this time not to do a series of finger pointing or the ways in which, you know, this policy measure wasn't talked about enough or that policy measure wasn't talked about enough, but actually really feeling the grief and the disappointment and the anger that many feel towards half of this country right now. This kind of disorientation around who we are and who we will be over the next several years under the Trump regime. And, you know, how do we find our way back in this moment of darkness back to the light? What does it mean to do that? And so Jonathan and I, you know, go through this conversation because, as I've said to all of you, I am in the midst of feeling a whole host of things where I feel, one, that the Democratic Party is as responsible for getting us to this position as the Republican Party is, and that maybe it is time for a multi-party system. But do we jump right into the fixing and the doing before we actually move through the feeling? So that conversation with Jonathan is coming up next. Folks, you know that whenever we have the opportunity to sit down with our in-house doctor, Dr. Jonathan Metzl, we are always thrilled for the opportunity to get your analysis. Jonathan, We are 3 weeks removed from the election, and I'm going to be honest with you. I can't seem to move in a straight line on this. I am up and down. I'm not in a place of how could this happen? I'm just like, there is just this overwhelming sense of grief around America right now that I have. And also just the desire to really disconnect. I just wanted to ask you, like, about kind of this process. Is it like going through and maneuvering through an unexpected death? Like, is it like dealing with news that a family member is ailing and they're not going to make it? Like, how do you make sense of these feelings?
If you talk to people on the right, they're very energized right now. They're very optimistic. They're very upbeat. They won the game, right? And our side lost. And so the question is, like, how do you respond to that? I guess I'm seeing a number of different responses. One is, as we've seen, a lot of finger pointing. Another is, and I've seen this so widely, this is just me talking as a person, not as a researcher, disengagement or disbelief. Like, so many people are like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It's not going to be that different. Like, a kind of acceptance, minimizing, and then the resistance and that kind of stuff, like we saw before.
Right.
And so I find actually the minimizing, I mean, and of course, an emotional roller coaster too, because everybody's just tired. Like, we had this huge election. Mm-hmm. And remember the feeling, like, when you won an election, you feel great. You're like, okay, let's get started. It's energy and that kind of stuff. But now we have the opposite, which is we got our butts kicked. And so there's a sense of hopelessness. There's a sense of, I worked so hard and I have nothing to show for it. There's just a resignation, all those things. And I don't know. I mean, those all seem like normal human responses, honestly, to the situation we're in right now. But I guess I think I've mentioned this before, but like, I have a colleague who's from a country that was a democracy and turned into a totalitarian regime, actually, and a couple of friends from different places, one in Europe, one in Asia specifically. I always ask them, like, what's it like when your thriving democracy became single party ruled totalitarian thing? And people, you know, both people I've really talked to at length about this said, the scariest thing is not like the resistance was crushed. We kind of saw that happening. It was more that kind of people just kind of accepted it. It kind of impacted their...
Like, was there an apathy? Would that be the word, or not apathy?
Like, resignation.
Resignation. You know,
people,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, people were like different. It wasn't like, remember in 2016 when Trump won and people were like out there in the streets and a march and all these kind of things. But now, like, many of the things Trump says make kind of sense to people, or people minimize it, or they're afraid and they just want the bad stuff not to happen to them. And we hear this a lot, right? We hear this a lot. And so the question is kind of, what do you do in the face of that? But I guess, you know, one of my colleagues told me people just accepted it as their daily life. They started to do whatever they needed to survive. And people I never would have expected started telling on their neighbors. And that's kind of what happens, is people are in this system and then the system changes. And then, I don't know, I mean, not related, but I'm thinking, like, for example, about those democracy protesters in Hong Kong right now, for example. 10 years ago, who could ever imagine Hong Kong was a thriving democracy? And there's no way China would upend that, because it was such a great financial boom and China would never commit like economic suicide. That would be totally irrational. And now all those protesters are in trial or in prison or things like that. China's not doing great economically, but that was the price that they paid to enrich certain people and create power for certain people. And Hong Kong is still there, but it's a shell of what it was economically before. And so, you know, it's just the logic through which people say, oh, this is never going to happen, turns out not to be the logic that actually works sometimes.
I'm wondering, is the it's never going to happen, or it's not going to be that bad, is that self-protection? Is it disassociation? Given that history is, in fact, like a really good guide in this place. And again, I'm not saying that things will dramatically, to your point, change in 12 months. But they will. This slow, this creeping fascism that I think has been creeping for the last 9 years, is it self-protection, the disassociation, the belief that it couldn't possibly, or it won't be that bad. Is that a form that people are taking in order to kind of steel themselves?
Well, I think there are two ways to think about that. I mean, of course, people feel defeated and they feel resigned and they feel exhausted. The answer that I find frustration with is like people thinking that this is going to be the same as what happened in 2016. And it ain't. It is not. We're in a different world right now. And so, you know, I've had talked to numerous people who were like, oh, it's just the same as 2016 and we got through it and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, but the challenge is really different right now. This is a much different entity than Trump taking over while all of the guardrails were still in place in 2016. And that's not the case now. I mean, if you look just at what the Supreme Court by itself, Alito and on down, are aiming to do with many core foundations of education, reproductive rights, guns, all those kind of things. This is not 2016. And so I've been trying to explain to people, hey, look, man, it's a lot different right now. But I think the other thing is we have to look at ourselves. I think that, you know, I'm just thinking of Jason Stanley's book about the rise of authoritarianism. And one of the most important things for that to rise is a fractured opposition. And so I think it's really a time also for us to really look at our, if you're not in the governing party right now, look at ways, you know, we have to rebuild a coherent, almost monolithic opposition, or we're just going to keep getting fragmented. And so I think that there's also a chance to reflect on ourselves, because I think strategy going forward is really important.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Attention parents and grandparents. Are you searching for the perfect gift for your kids this holiday season? Give the gift of adventure that will last all year long. A Guardian bike. The easiest, safest, and quickest bikes for kids to learn on. Kids are learning to ride in just one day. No training wheels needed. What sets Guardian bikes apart? Designed especially for stability, they're low to the ground with a wide wheelbase and ultra-lightweight frames, offering superior control and balance. This design gives young riders the ability to learn in just one day, without tears or frustration. Guardian bikes are the only kids' bikes designed and assembled in a USA factory, ensuring top-notch quality and durability. They were also featured on Shark Tank and are the New York Times Wirecutter top kids' bike pick for 2024. Join the hundreds of thousands of happy families by getting a Guardian bike today. Their holiday sales have begun, offering the biggest deal of the year. Save up to 33% on bikes, no code needed. Plus, get free shipping and a free bike lock and pump with your first purchase after signing up for their newsletter. Visit guardianbikes.com to take advantage of these deals and secure your holiday gifts today. Happy riding!
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids instantly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Sign up for Greenlight today at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating
Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
People thought it was impossible to build a firm, lifted booty and flatten and shrink your abs at the same time. But we've cracked the code. I'm Carl, the CEO of Body. That's Body with an I. And if you want to lose weight while you build a firm, round booty and flat, tight abs, even that lower pooch, you need to start the 80-Day Obsession Fitness and Eating Program on Monday. 80 workouts shot in real time. It's like you're training with the cast as they make progress day by day. Crazy booty gains, flat, tight abs. We tested it, improved it, and now it's your turn. There's no subscription needed. You can get this in-home program for less than a dollar a workout and own permanent digital access. But here's the thing. We're inviting you to get 80-Day Obsession by Friday so you can start on Monday. And if you don't see results in your butt and abs in the first 30 days, you get your money back, no questions asked. So get 80-Day Obsession by Friday so you can start on Monday. Go to 80dayobsession.com. That's 80dayobsession.com.
You know, what's really funny is that no one that I am talking to is in strategy mode. They're in shock. They're in protection mode. They're in CYA mode. There is not a lot of forward thinking. And I think that there is just this place of emotional and physical haze that has come from the last 100 and some odd days of like utter exhaustion. And I do think that Donald Trump and Steve Bannon's strategy of flooding the zone has been like a tsunami. Even as we're going through each and every single appointment and each person that's coming up, I did a video yesterday and I said, you know, I'm going to be honest. I actually don't care. I am in a place of like, he could appoint Daffy Duck at this point, and I actually don't give a fuck. And for me, it is a genuine numbness. Like, I'm like, what is the point of following each and every single one of these appointments? What's the point in following every single bouncing ball that Donald Trump and this administration is going to be putting out? Where's the end? And so I think that obviously, there are people that are doing a lot of protectionism, particularly those in the nonprofit arena, given that, you know, their entire organizations could potentially be shut down and named as terrorist organizations and then just go from there and what happens to those people and those entities and then the people that they were trying to help and protect. But I don't know. There isn't a lot of forward thinking. And I think that that both worries me. And I also completely understand it because I think that a lot of people, particularly Black women, are just like, well, you wanted this, so go ahead. You know, like I'm not engaging at the level or with the intensity that I did in 2016 or that I did in 2020. Like I don't have it.
It's so delicate right now, you know, honestly, because the Democrats lost for a number of reasons. I mean, Trump didn't overperform. We underperformed. And so the question is, how did our coalition fall apart? And was that the end of the coalition or not? And so I think there's a lot of reckoning that will happen. I also think that as the impact of what's going to happen on people's daily lives becomes more real, people hopefully will become more energized. But maybe that's not the case. Maybe people are afraid and exhausted and resigned, and that's the case. But I just think that something has to happen, and maybe now is not the time. And it, you know, it's the holidays. People are tired. We lost. I hope we rebuilt. Honestly, I really do. But I would love it if he appointed Daffy Duck. To me, that would be a game changer. I would actually love that. So if Daffy Duck's in the cards, to me, that would change everything.
You know, I will say this though. You know, to your point, like Democrats were not shellacked in this election. It is the narrowest margin of a win in modern times. He's under 50% in the popular vote. Like it was such a narrow win. So I will push back on the coalition collapsing, because that would have been like if this had been a tidal wave. It wasn't. There were a number of people, millions of people, that did not engage at all in this election. And I think that that is for a number of reasons, as is the case with every presidential election, where everyone that has the ability to vote does not vote.
Well, let me be clear then. I agree with you. I think that going forward, what's going to happen is that people are going to have different stakes in what's happening. And so people who are wealthy are going to do better. People who are white are potentially going to do better. As these immigration crackdowns start happening, people are going to either think, I'm going to take a risk, or it's not happening to me, I'm going to stay home, and that kind of thing. And so I guess I would hold by the fact that there were fault lines that helped contribute to our underperformance in this election. Even though it was, again, a close election, we didn't win the election, and we didn't win a bunch of congressional and Senate seats that we probably should have. And so I do think that there were fault lines that we just don't have the luxury of having anymore. Like, either we're on the same team or we're not. And so creating a narrative about that, I think, is going to be important, because I just don't think we have a luxury of hashtag dismantle anything at this point. And I agree with you. It's close, but I'm saying that as the effects of MSNBC potentially going away and squashing the Department of Education and undoing all these things, in a way, it's just going to be harder to build that coalition. And so the fracturing is going to, you know, we just have to be careful that the fracturing is not just about self-interest, but is about mobilization, which I think is going to be the challenge.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Attention parents and grandparents. Are you searching for the perfect gift for your kids this holiday season? Give the gift of adventure that will last all year long. A Guardian bike. The easiest, safest, and quickest bikes for kids to learn on. Kids are learning to ride in just one day. No training wheels needed. What sets Guardian bikes apart? Designed especially for stability, they're low to the ground with a wide wheelbase and ultra-lightweight frames, offering superior control and balance. This design gives young riders the ability to learn in just one day, without tears or frustration. Guardian bikes are the only kids' bikes designed and assembled in a USA factory, ensuring top-notch quality and durability. They were also featured on Shark Tank and are the New York Times Wirecutter top kids' bike pick for 2024. Join the hundreds of thousands of happy families by getting a Guardian bike today. Their holiday sales have begun, offering the biggest deal of the year. Save up to 33% on bikes, no code needed. Plus, get free shipping and a free bike lock and pump with your first purchase after signing up for their newsletter. Visit guardianbikes.com to take advantage of these deals and secure your holiday gifts today. Happy riding!
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melanin
Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
People thought it was impossible to build a firm, lifted booty and flatten and shrink your abs at the same time. But we've cracked the code. I'm Carl, the CEO of Body. That's Body with an I. And if you want to lose weight while you build a firm, round booty and flat, tight abs, even that lower pooch, you need to start the 80-Day Obsession Fitness and Eating Program on Monday. 80 workouts shot in real time. It's like you're training with the cast as they make progress day by day. Crazy booty gains, flat, tight abs. We tested it, improved it, and now it's your turn. There's no subscription needed. You can get this in-home program for less than a dollar a workout and own permanent digital access. But here's the thing. We're inviting you to get 80-Day Obsession by Friday so you can start on Monday. And if you don't see results in your butt and abs in the first 30 days, you get your money back, no questions asked. So get 80-Day Obsession by Friday so you can start on Monday. Go to 80dayobsession.com. That's 80dayobsession.com.
This is Teddy Mellencamp
and Tamara Judge from Two Teas in a Pod.
As a Delta SkyMiles member, you already know how to travel the world in style.
Now, with SkyMiles Experiences, you can take your journey to new heights through exclusive access to a curated selection of one-of-a-kind events.
Whether it's backstage passes to your favorite concert, courtside seats at a major sporting event, or access to luxurious wellness retreats, you can use your miles to go to these unforgettable experiences.
Your membership is more than miles, and your journey is more than a flight.
SkyMiles Experiences offers collections spanning music, film, fashion, sports, wellness, adventure, and the culinary world. Whatever your passion, you'll find an adventure that's as unique as you are.
SkyMiles Experiences is just one more way Delta connects you to your world and the things that matter most. It's time to make your dream experiences reality.
Visit delta.com/skymilesexperiences and use your miles to unlock your next unforgettable adventure today. Not a SkyMiles member? It's free and easy to sign up and start earning miles today. Terms apply.
So here is my thing, one of the things that I have been kind of reframing myself around. These systems don't work, and they've never worked for Black people, for people of color, for women. We have taken incremental changes and growth and have made them bigger than they are. When we look at the institutions that are going to be destroyed, I'm kind of sitting here, Jonathan, these days, and I'm just like, well, if your life expectancy, your viability, economic viability, can all be determined by your zip code, by what elementary school and high school you went to, by your geographical location, and that continues to be a serious determining factor, then like the systems that were put in place to lift people up haven't. When I look at like the difference in terms of education just in blocks in Brooklyn alone, right? Depending on what area, what neighborhood in Brooklyn you are, if your child was able to get into a magnet school, if you're, you know, or you're in a regular public school, whatever, determines everything. So in a way, I'm at a place where I'm just like, well, he's going to destroy everything. And we've been painting a rotten house for generations and haven't seen the racial wealth gap, haven't seen the gender gap, haven't seen any of these things decrease with any significance. And so I think that for some of the people that did stay home, they're taking some, not all, some just didn't give a fuck at all, but some were looking at this and saying, tell me what the serious differences have been. And at some point, maybe things just do need to be destroyed, unfortunately. Maybe there does need to be a significant loss of life for there to be a jarring out of like this complacency, out of this malaise of incrementalization.
You and I have talked about this before. Like, I think the frustration is something that you and I can both see, right? I mean, it wasn't just that people stayed home. Plenty of working class people and people of color voted for Trump. And so that frustration is something that he really tapped into while Biden spent a long time telling everybody the economy was great and it wasn't great for them. And so I think part of that issue is, you and I talked about like the politics of joy, but I don't know, the Republicans ran 100% attack ads. And so we were on the defense the whole entire time. And so what you're talking about is real, of course is real. But again, I'm so wary of the politics of burning everything down, because that imagines that we're going to build back a better system.
No. What I'm saying is that we are not going to build back a better system. Somebody will. And it isn't our politics of burning things down. It's the politics that has now been elected, whose plans are and strategy is to burn everything down. So if you have no mechanism of power, not in the House, not in the Senate, the people themselves are tired and exhausted. It is not the mentality of like, oh, let us get into, like, this is what their plan is. And so my thing is like, no, this generation that is here right now is not going to be a part of the rebuild, because there's going to be decades, a generation of destruction and darkness that is coming. But at some point, as waters recede, there is a build back phase. But what I'm saying is that the majority of us won't be here for that.
I mean, I need Daffy Duck, honestly, right now. Uh-huh. I need that. Again, like, this is our moment. It just feels like crap. And then honestly, man, we need a narrative. Like, we need a unifying narrative. So I don't know. We have to figure out, study what other people have done. I don't know. We need a narrative that kind of brings it back together. If the Democrats are not the party of the mainstream or the working class or people who are, I mean, we just don't have a narrative right now. So we need a narrative. And often narratives are defined in opposition. So if Trump overplays his hand, it's easier to have a resistance narrative than one. We just don't have a narrative right now. And so we're scrambling and terrified. And as you say, the issues for which you and I and many other people have fought for our whole lives are at serious risk right now. We got to figure something out.
Yeah. And I think that at some point, something will be figured out. But I think that what I encourage people to do is kind of move through their feelings and emotions at this point, because that's really all there is to do. And I think that where our problem comes is consistently in this rush to, you know, build the plane while flying it. And I think that I'm at a point, at least today, this week and this month, where I'm just like, yeah, I don't feel like doing both and. Like, I actually just feel like sitting in this and seeing how it unfolds before I spring into action. And I think that there needs to be a deeper analysis and reflection before there is a new strategy and a message.
I'm with you there. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody take a breath and then we can figure it out.
We will. As always, my friend Jonathan, thank you for making the time for Woke AF. Appreciate you.
Hang in there. We'll get back on our feet. It's just going to take a minute of kind of realizing what's happening right now.
100%. That is it for me today here, folks, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
There's joy to be had in finding the perfect gifts for the ones you love. And Saks.com's holiday gift guide can make it easy. Whether it's surprising your hard-to-shop-for sister with a Chloe bracelet bag or gifting your partner a memorable scent from Gucci that matches their personality, Saks.com's hand-picked guide can help take the stress out of the holidays, like adding instant cheer to your home with bright decor, or giving yourself some comfort by bundling up in a scarf coat from Tatem. Find gifts guaranteed to bring joy to everyone this season at Saks.com.
If you put aside 25 cents every week for a year, what could you get at the end? A few cups of coffee, maybe? A candle? Or you could get a year of the best reporting from all over the world. Go to WashingtonPost.com/BF24 right now. You'll get a Washington Post subscription for 25 cents a week for your first year. This is a Black Friday sale, so it won't last long. WashingtonPost.com/BF24.
Wouldn't it be nice if getting what you wanted didn't take so much work? With Xfinity, finding what to watch is effortless. Just say movies into your Xfinity voice remote to see picks from your subscriptions all in one place. Plus, find more of what you love and jam out to iHeartRadio's iHeart Christmas and North Pole Radio hosted by Santa, so you can skip the endless scroll and get right to the good stuff.
It's beginning to sound a lot like the holidays. The Roku Channel, your home for free and premium TV, is giving you access to holiday music and genre-based stations from iHeart all for free. Find the soundtrack of the season with channels like iHeart Christmas and North Pole Radio. The Roku Channel is available on all Roku devices, web, Amazon Fire TV, Google TV, Samsung TVs, and the Roku mobile app on iOS and Android devices. So stream what you love and turn up the cheer with iHeartRadio on the Roku Channel. Happy streaming.
State Farm and DJ Dramos from Life as a Gringo, no making smarter financial moves today, secures a financial freedom for a successful tomorrow.
Tackle these situations in stride and yeah, of course, be annoyed when an unplanned expense comes up, but not let it be something that slows me down, right? As I did with repairing my credit, you know, hiring somebody to do credit repair for me. That was a gift that I gave myself that allowed me to then, you know, get my first apartment.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm, proud sponsor of My Cultura Podcast Network.